Now we continue our series, Minding Michigan, a focus on mental health questions in our state. Therapy can take a lot of different forms, but what about running? Sasha Wolf founded a group called Still I Run. Its goal is to encourage people struggling with mental health issues to get out and hit the road. Sasha joins us now. So what made you think of Still I Run?
So it kind of came about a couple years ago when I was checked into Pine Rest Christian Mental Health Services Mental Hospital for depression and anxiety. And one thing that helped me once I got out, along with therapy and medication, was running. I just started feeling better about myself. Things started getting a little more clear. And I figured I can't be the only one out there running for my mental health, and I want to share this message with everyone.
I want to ask you, because it says persistence to me, where'd you come up with the phrase, Still I Run?
That kind of comes from the Maya Angelou poem, Still I Rise. So no matter what, and since I'm a runner, no matter what, I get up out of bed every day and I run for my mental health. I actually have this tattooed on my wrist so that when I am running and I am feeling like this is really tough, I just look down at my wrist and I see Still I Run. No matter what, Still I Run.
What is it about running that you believe will be helpful to people with mental health issues?
Well, running and mental health are just, it's such a great marriage between the two because running is scientifically proven to help with mental health issues such as depression and anxiety. It releases chemicals in the brain that people with depression and anxiety normally don't have. And so running really can help supplement, you know, going to therapy or taking medication. It's just a really good combination.
As I understand it, you wanted to create a sense of community of runners. How's that worked out?
Yeah, one of the biggest things with even getting into running is having a community to help you. Since launching Still I Run, it's just been overwhelming. People from around the state and around the country are interacting with us on Facebook and Instagram and sharing their stories of mental health and running on our website. And I think it's just people inspiring each other to get out and, you know, you have that sense of community that there are other people out there running for their mental health as well.
How important has social media been to what you're trying to accomplish?
I would not have been able to pull this off without social media because social media is just a real-time community where people can share their stories and their photos and inspire one another all at the same time. And it's such a grassroots and viral effort. I wouldn't be able to talk to people in, you know, Texas or Massachusetts about their running if I didn't have this kind of platform to share the message of mental health and running.
What have you personally gotten out of this effort?
You know, I almost feel a little bit selfish sometimes because I feel like I am getting so much out of this than what I hope other people get out of it. Just because hearing everybody's inspiring stories from around the country of how they're running for their brother that, you know, died by suicide, or they're running for their sister that is having a tough time with depression, or they're running for themselves. It's just, it keeps me going. And I never thought that Still I Run would have that effect on me. I am just so incredibly grateful for the community that has been started with Still I Run.
Were you a runner before you were dealing with the depression?
An on and off runner. I did it mainly because, you know, you're supposed to get out there and run a little bit, but it was very on and off. I had one pair of running shoes. And after running for my mental health, I have a closet full now of running shoes and running clothes. And I have not stopped running for my mental health since I figured out the great connection between the two.
Sasha Wolf is the founder of Still I Run, a community of people who run as one therapy to help them with mental health issues. Tomorrow, the 40th annual 5th Third Riverbank Run takes place in Grand Rapids in support of Pine Rest Christian Mental Health Services and other charities. Sasha, thanks very much for telling us about this.
Thank you.